It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Traders' attentions have been focusing on a few items here this last month that have given the market direction. The biggest one, of course, has been the war with Iran and just how that's going to be shaping up to end, possibly. And then also weather. When we return from the break, we'll talk about what the market's going to be watching as we approach June.
Spring planting is here, and it's time to make the final adjustments to your 2026 crop plans. That makes it even more important to have information on what's really going to help drive the markets and to help determine market potential. Will your MPCI coverage be enough to cover the value of the growing crop? Maybe consider hail insurance. Martinson Ag writes hail insurance with five different companies. Call Martinson Ag at 701-205-4200. The risk management specialist. Martinson Ag is an equal opportunity provider.
Well, it's hard to believe, but we're about to say goodbye to the month of May and enter into June, and that's going to change some of the focus as far as what the market's attention is going to be looking at. Of course, right now we've been focusing mostly on the war with Iran, but with a memorandum of understanding in place and waiting to see what the Supreme Leader and the President will accept the agreement or not, we could be looking at another extension, a 60-day extension for the ceasefire, as well as setting up the parameters to start talks on the nuclear weapons, as well as opening the Strait of Hormuz. Of course, that will change the dynamics of this market quite a bit, as that should drive crude oil prices lower, and that will likely also put some pressure in on the grain markets, as some of this support we've been seeing has come from the fact that crude oil has been able to rally. But we're also watching a few other items. Of course, we've started the USMCA talks with Mexico. They're concluding on Friday today, the beginning of the talks. So that's going to be interesting to see how that stacks up. Of course, Canada was not invited to these talks. And everybody knows that this is a three-way trade deal. So it'll be interesting to see how that progresses with Canada not being part of the mix. And we also have the IRS Treasury meetings taking place, the public meetings, about the 45Z. And that will help also set the tone for the biofuels industry moving forward. So there's a couple of important things that the market's going to be watching here as we go into June. Those are going to be some of them. But we're also going to be watching weather, as that seems to be now looking at cooling down a little bit and bringing a little bit more rain into the northern plains. At least that's the updated forecast. We'll see if that follows through, but June certainly is going to be a very important month as far as crop development is concerned. We've been seeing some cooler conditions, which followed by the heat. So we've got the crop now finally starting to grow. Now if we can continue to see some pretty good growth in June, that might bring in a little bit more pressure into the marketplace as well, as right now there is not much as far as threatening weather on the horizon.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.